Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across the region is pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear and cool. Haifa and Eilat are experiencing comfortable conditions as well. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, 2 hours ago, Hamas is trying to bring Gaza into negotiations between Iran and the U.S., inspired by progress in talks about Lebanon. Also from the Jerusalem Post, 1 hour ago, CENTCOM Chief Cooper will meet the IDF Chief of Staff to solidify the Lebanon ceasefire and discuss the IDF withdrawal. Also this hour, from the Times of Israel 5 hours ago, police have discovered a possible terror tunnel from the West Bank towards Jerusalem, leading to the arrest of two individuals. Separately, I-24 News reported 2 hours ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu insists that Israel will maintain its military presence in southern Lebanon. And finally, from JTA 2 hours ago, protests over Jared Kushner's resort in Albania are growing, with anti-Semitic messages appearing amid anti-government demonstrations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Emily Schrader, a journalist and activist, posted just minutes ago that J.D. Vance is advocating for the U.S. to open a communication channel with the IRGC, a group designated as a terrorist organization. Ami Dar, reflecting on his recent trip to Israel, shared earlier today that the debate in the U.S. about Israel and Palestine feels disconnected from the reality on the ground. AIPAC, an influential pro-Israel lobby, reminded us that 30 years ago today, Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorists killed 19 U.S. Air Force personnel in the Khobar Towers bombing. Let's go deeper. Starting with reports from Walla, Hamas is looking to replicate the Iran-U.S. negotiations about Lebanon with a focus on Gaza. The group sees an opportunity in the ongoing discussions to bring attention to the blockade and humanitarian situation in Gaza. This move could reshape regional diplomacy if successful. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the visit of CENTCOM Chief Cooper to meet with the IDF aims to bolster the Lebanon ceasefire. The IDF has voiced concerns over the Lebanese army's handling of Hezbollah. This visit underscores the importance of maintaining stability in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reported on the discovery of a potential terror tunnel. The tunnel, found earlier today, could have been part of a larger plot targeting Jerusalem. This highlights the ongoing security challenges in the West Bank. Prime Minister Netanyahu, as reported by I-24 News, remains firm on keeping Israeli forces in southern Lebanon. His stance comes amid ongoing tensions and aims to counteract Hezbollah's influence. This decision plays into the broader narrative of security and sovereignty for Israel. Lastly, JTA highlights protests in Albania that have taken a disturbing turn with anti-Semitic messages. The situation reflects rising tensions and serves as a reminder of the complexity surrounding international investments and local sentiments. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reported an hour ago that Israeli security firms are eyeing the Mexican market after participating in Expo Seguridad México 2026. The event generated over 500 business meetings, showcasing Israel's technological advancements. Separately, according to Globes, El Al has suspended flights to Russia. This decision follows recent developments between Russia and Ukraine, highlighting the impact of geopolitical tensions on aviation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that a new battle for employment hubs is emerging in Israel. Cities are competing to become the next major employment centers, reflecting shifting economic landscapes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.